Many blessings to you all and welcome to your journey in faith with the Reverend Dr. Amos Chewachong. Our text for reflection is Luke 5, 1 to 11. The Gospel according to St. Luke chapter 5, the verses 1 to 11. One day as Jesus was preaching on the shore of the Sea of Galilee, great crowds pressed in on him to listen to the word of God. He noticed two empty boats at the water's edge, for the fishermen had left them and were washing their nets. Stepping into one of the boats, Jesus asked Simon, its owner, to push it out into the water. So he sat in the boat and taught the crowds from there. When he had finished speaking, he said to Simon, "Now go out where it is deeper and let down your nets to catch some fish." "Master," Simon replied, "we worked hard all last night and did not catch a thing. But if you say so, I will let the nets down again." And this time their nets were so full of fish they began to tear. A shout for help brought their partners in the other boat, and soon both boats were filled with fish and on the verge of sinking. When Simon Peter realized what had happened, he fell to his knees before Jesus and said, "Oh Lord, please leave me. I am such a sinful man." For he was awestruck by the number of fish they had caught, as were the others with him. His partners, James and John, the sons of Zebedee, were also amazed. Jesus replied to Simon, "Don't be afraid. From now on, you will be fishing for people." And as soon as they landed, they left everything and followed Jesus. My theme for reflection is into the deep, when Jesus interrupts the ordinary. Into the deep, when Jesus interrupts the ordinary. It is funny how life can feel like a long night of empty nets. Whether you are a student staring at a blank page, a parent running on fumes, or a professional going through the motions, we all know what it is like to work hard and feel like we have caught nothing. That is where we meet Simon Peter today. Weary, disappointed, and probably hoping no one would ask him to do one more thing. But Jesus does, and everything changes. Luke's account of the miraculous catch in Luke 5, 1-11 is not just about fish. It is about the way God calls us when we least expect it and feels least prepared. Unlike Matthew and Mark, Luke gives us a rich and textured view of Peter's calling. Jesus steps into Peter's boat, into his routine, and into his exhaustion. And even though Peter is skeptical, he obeys Jesus' odd request to let down the nets once more. That moment of reluctant obedience opens the door to a revelation so overwhelming. Peter falls to his knees in awe and fear. Peter's first instinct is to push Jesus away. "Go away from me, Lord, for I am a sinful man." He sees the vast gap between his human frailty and the divine authority before him. But Jesus does not scold him, nor does he demand Peter get his life in order first. He simply says, "Do not be afraid. From now on, you will be catching people." This is grace. God calls us not when we are perfect, but as we are, and then makes us into what we are meant to be. As N.T. Wright once wrote, "God does not start with perfect people. He starts with ordinary people and perfects them through grace." This is not a call reserved for the elite or the holy. It is for fishermen, tax collectors, teachers, single parents, teenagers, and retirees. In the gospel story, God's mission begins in the boats of ordinary people with tired arms and empty nets. But there is a cost. Peter, James, and John walk away from the greatest catch of their careers. That image lingers. Boatloads of fish, nets breaking, crowds amazed, and yet they leave it all. They walk away not out of duty, but out of wonder. They have seen enough to know that the real treasure is not in the fish, but in the one who commands the deep. This passage dares to ask us, are we clinging to empty nets, or are we ready to trust Jesus enough to let them go? Are we so tightly gripping our own definitions of success, fueled by certainty, self-sufficiency, or pride, that we miss the quiet, commanding voice of Christ calling us from the shoreline? Many today are casting their nets on the wrong side of life, chasing recognition, wealth, validation, or even control, believing that if they just try harder, stay longer, or moralize their effort enough, they will finally pull in a catch. But like Peter before the miracle, they return from these long nights exhausted, burdened, and empty. For some, the tragedy is not that God has not spoken. It is that he has, clearly, but they refuse to cast their nets where he directed. Out of pride, fear, or a stubborn insistence on doing it their way, they moralize their delays as character building, when in truth they are avoiding obedience. This is a hard truth. Many of us are blaming ourselves, others who even unseen forces for a lack of breakthrough, when the real issue is a failure to obey the instruction that has already been given. Jesus has pointed to the water. He has named the spot, but we keep casting elsewhere, trusting our experience or comfort zone over his command. And yet, life is often not as complicated as we make it. Sometimes the difference between despair and joy, futility and abundance, is simply listening to Jesus and doing what he says, even if it sounds irrational, even if it is inconvenient, even if we have already tried and failed. Peter teaches us that divine abundance is often waiting just on the other side of our surrender. So here is the call for today. Go deeper. Not necessarily into faraway places or dramatic changes, but deeper into trust, deeper into surrender, deeper into simple daily obedience. Life is bigger than us, and grace often comes in the most ordinary places, on a lake, in a conversation, through a net lowered one more time in faith. Jesus does not promise ease or instant results, but he does promise his presence, and that presence, guiding, providing, calling, is more than enough. There are two questions for reflection. Number one, what are the empty nets in your life right now that God might be inviting you to surrender or trust him with? Number two, where might Jesus be calling you to put out into the deep, to take a step of faith beyond your comfort zone? And now our practical exercise. Today, take 10 minutes of quiet to reflect or journal on an area of your life where God might be asking you to act in faith. Write a simple prayer of surrender and one concrete step you will take this week to follow that prompting. Lord Jesus, you step into our boats when we are tired, discouraged, and doubtful. Thank you for calling us as we are and for seeing in us what we cannot yet see. Give us courage to trust your voice, even when it challenges our understanding. Teach us to let go of what we cling to and to follow you into the deeper waters of faith. May your grace catch us again today and send us out to be bearers of your love. In your name we pray. Amen. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be and abide with us all, now and forevermore. Amen.